What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture War. What up, guys, people? Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please bless us by hitting that thumbs up, rumble this video, share it. All right, we're going to talk about a few things today. You know, this hour is going to go by really fast. I mean, there's so much to discuss. We got Russia. The Democrats are so mad. You know what? If President Trump, or when President Trump at some point ends this war between Russia and Ukraine, the Democrats are going to be piping mad. They're going to be so upset with President Trump. They're going to be like, how dare he stop this war? The Democrats don't want the war to end. They really don't. They want the war to continue. They love death. They love the fact that millions of people can die. They want billions of people to die on the planet. See, the Democrats, they're all about this one world order, getting rid of the population on the earth, because it will help climate change, get rid of the people. But see, these stupid liberals, that would include a lot of them as well. They're going to be on the chopping block. Well, I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about a couple other things. But, you know, since I'm here live in Texas, live from Texas, we got to talk about what's happening here in the state of Texas. Now, the Democrats believe that the state of Texas is something that they have to fight for because they're getting ready to lose five seats. And the only reason why the Democrats, as you all are aware of, the reason why they're upset about this is because if they don't keep those five seats, they're not going to have an easy pathway into impeaching President Trump. Do they have anything on President Trump to impeach him for? Is there anything? I mean, is there one thing that the Democrats have on President Trump to impeach him on? Is there anything? Can you think of anything, Shannon? I'm telling you right now, there's absolutely nothing. You know what? I suspect the Democrats are not going to be able to impeach President Trump because he locked down the border. He secured the border. Oh, they're not going to do that. And I'm like, so what else could they impeach him for? Maybe they'll impeach President Trump because he's bringing law and order, because he's stopping the crime on the streets of D.C. and going to do it across the country. Nope, they can't impeach him on that because the American people won't buy it. I'm like, wait a minute. How can you impeach him for that? And they said, well, maybe they'll impeach President Trump because he stopped the sex trafficking of children. Maybe because they'll say, well, he's deporting innocent people. Maybe they'll try to impeach him on that, but that's not really going to work either because he's deporting Trey de Agua and MS-13. So what are they going to impeach him on? I believe if the Democrats, and now I'm praying that they don't, and what President Trump is doing should crush the Democrat Party completely. But let's just say for grins here that the Democrats are able to get back in there and they're starting impeachment of President Trump. You know what's going to be on? What I believe? They got him on 34 counts. Fraudulent 34 counts, mind you. But nonetheless, they got President Trump. And so because they got President Trump on these fraudulent 34 count charges in New York City, they're going to use that as a means of impeachment. That's it. And then they could care less what everybody else says because they don't have nothing. But see, I truly believe that we, you and I, are seeing the greatest president in American history demolish and crush the Democrat Party. Most of us never thought we would see something like this happen. I didn't, to be honest with you. And I'm so happy to see it. So here in the state of Texas, you have this idiot Congresswoman, Nicole. She's sitting in the chamber. She refused to sign the paper saying that she agrees to have a police escort when she leaves so she doesn't skip town again. And that's all that they want to do. They're trying to prevent this redistricting from happening in the state of Texas. They can't stop it. It's going to happen. Governor Abbott just did a video was saying that it's going to happen probably by the end of this week, meaning that he's going to end up signing it. And the Democrats are mad. Jasmine Crockett is saying, we're at war. Well, when you tell people we're at war, what does that typically mean? Especially coming from Democrats. It means they're ready to fight. That means they're physically fight. Democrats are cowards. They're a bunch of cowards. So their objective is to get you. Or not you, of course, not the LFA family. But their objective is to get the idiot Democrats out there to act out and to be violent. You know, kind of like they did in the Summer of Love. That's what they're wanting for. I've been telling everybody. And I want to talk a little bit about how the violence is happening or not happening in D.C. and how the Democrats are upset about that, too. It just blows my mind. I mean, it really does. How could you actually fix your mouth to come out and say what President Trump is doing is just terrible? How can you fix your mind to even think that way? Right? We'll get into some of that. But let me show this first one with you, if I can. Here's a Congresswoman, Nicole, Representative Nicole from the state of Texas, where she's on the floor and she's the last one in there. And you know what? When I first saw this, because there's a picture, there's an image of her, and I'm going to share it with you in just a second. There's an image of her on the floor by herself, and she's under her little blankie, and it's all stage. It's all a photo op. Like, she's fighting through. And when I first saw that, I kind of thought about Cory Booker, but it's not the same as Cory Booker, right? Cory Booker was just running his mouth, not filibustering anything, just running his mouth. What she's trying to be like, because they're saying this whole thing with the redistricting in the state of Texas is racist. What she's trying to be like is Rosa Parks. She's trying to say that the Republicans are pushing her to the back of the bus when she wants to sit on the front of the bus. I'm telling you right now, this is what's going through this woman's mind. Without me even talking to her, at least that's my perception. I'll say that much because I don't know what's going on in her rabbit mind. But my perception of her is that she believes that she's like Rosa Parks and she needs to stand strong. Now, I don't know how well y'all can see the video. This is a video that's moving around. Well, she's there with Representative Liu. Now, all the rest of the Democrats, they all got out of there. The rest of the Democrats, they all got out of there. They signed that little piece of paper so they can go home and take a crap in their own toilet at home. She's there crapping in the toilet there. But look at him. He's showing a piece of paper saying that he's not going to skip town and that he's willing to have a police escort, which personally, and y'all let me know in the chat, personally, I don't think they should have, they shouldn't have to have this sign. You're like, Will Johnson, what are you saying? They shouldn't have to sign this. You know what should have happened? Every single one of these Democrats that skipped town, you know what they should have done? Put an ankle bracelet on. That would have been nice. That would have been awesome. Them just signing this paper, they don't really care. Oh, it's just a piece of paper. All of them signed it except for the one that's trying to pretend to be the new Rosa Parks. She's a fake Rosa Parks. But he signed it. The rest of them signed it. They should have received ankle bracelets. Y'all like that idea? Because these are criminals. They're criminals. Every last Democrat is a criminal. They should receive the big, beautiful ankle bracelet. And then let them do videos showing their ankle bracelets. That would have been good. Oh, my goodness. Come on. Come on. See, this is the reason why they will never let me be governor or let me control the House. Because I'll put ankle bracelets on them. Being criminals that they are. Well, and while they were in the chambers having a conversation, I want you to listen to this because it's all about racism. And they always find the black woman to do the dirty work every single time. I don't care that this dude is Asian. The Democrat Party, they love utilizing black women, especially black women. They utilize anybody that they can. But especially black women. And of course, they have two minorities here, right? At least they're considered minorities. But they have a black woman here that they're using for their means. And she's the only idiot staying in there.
Hey, this is Gene and
Nicole.
We're here on the House floor. Nicole, today, after we came back to fight these racist gerrymandered maps in the courts and to make the legal argument.
Okay, wait a minute. I got to stop it right there. These racist gerrymandering that's going on, where's the racism at? Where's the racism at? They're suggesting that the redistricting that's happening in the state of Texas is because they're going to prevent black and brown people from voting. I've been here over 6 years. I've been able to vote. And I made this, and I keep wanting someone to answer this for me. If they draw the line here, and if I'm on this side of the line, does this mean I can't vote because I'm black? I mean, I'm confused. If I'm on this side, does this mean I can vote because I'm black? This is what they're suggesting. This is what they're alluding to. These people are despicable to no end. Where is the racism? And of course, being a good black Democrat slave, she's going to join in. Listen.
These racist, gerrymandered maps in the courts and make the legal argument. What do?
They exercise control and they tell us that we can't leave unless we do exactly what they say.
And so I think Nicole simply has had enough and she's not going to take it. And
really?
And I think her way...
Just like the American people.
Yeah.
We've had enough. We've had enough of them taking all of our rights away. And so,
okay, I got to stop it. I got to stop it one more time. I got to stop it right there. She says that the American people are tired of getting their rights taken away. What rights are getting taken away? The only thing I can think of that she's talking about, when they say rights, it means plural, mean more than one thing. The only thing I can think of that they're trying to say is going away is abortion, them killing the unborn child. But nothing is stopping from these demonic demons from going to another state and killing their child. Nothing's stopping them. They can go to California. California would welcome them to kill and murder the child in the womb. They'll take them all day long. So what rights are they talking about? What rights are they talking about? Now, the way they say it is plural, rights with an S. Plural, meaning more than one. Oh, they'll take, but see, all of this is about them taking our voting away, the voting rights. But that's not happening either. We've already been exposed. Majority of these Democrats throughout these different states, they have taken the representation away from the American people, meaning that there's a lot of Republicans that's voting in different states, but they've taken that representation away from them because they do not want Republicans to have seats. See, if they didn't do the gerrymandering in none of the states across the United States of America, the Democrats would not have any say-so in anything. I mean, they really wouldn't. They really wouldn't. They would have a little voice, but they did gerrymandering by preventing some states where they have zero representation from a Republican. And some of them are really close to half percentage of the state.
So I've taken a stand.
Hell yes.
I'm pushing back.
Really? Yeah.
And that's what we...
She's taking a stand, but she took a stand in another state. She left. She didn't stay here and fight. And listen, she said her constituents, listen, I'm going to finish letting it play here. She says her constituents voted for her to stand and fight, but she fled like a coward. Both of them did. Put ankle braces on them.
All of our rights away. And so I've taken a stand.
Hell yes.
I'm pushing back.
Yeah.
And that's what we got to do.
And did you like plan this out or anything?
No. In fact, I had no idea this was going to happen. I just, when I heard the order, I was like, hell no. Why should we bow down to what they want? I'm taking a stand. My constituents sent a fighter to Austin, and that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, so her constituents sent a fighter to Austin, but yet she fled like a coward. I mean, what am I missing? Am I missing something here? What am I missing here? What is happening here? Fled like a coward.
I'm going to resist the best way I can, and that is by standing my ground.
Yeah. So everybody out there, if you're watching, you find every way that you can resist.
You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to find every way I can resist these idiot Democrats. I'm going to find every way that I can resist. I'm going to find every single way that I can resist these evil Democrats. I can't stand them to know. Let me show this picture really quick. Can we put this picture up here really quick, Shannon? And I used this picture part of what I put in the thumbnail. Because here she is. If you can put up on the screen for me, Shannon. Yep, there we go. Yep, here it is. Here she is. Sleeping on the job. And that's where I got that picture. I got that picture to show that she was sleeping on the job to try to make it look like she wanted to make it look like she's doing her job and like she's fighting. It's the Rosa Parks moment for her. I'm Rosa Parks. Fake Rosa Parks. Fake Rosa Parks. Do y'all see the same thing or am I just reading too much into this? Do you, Shannon?
Heck no. As soon as I saw it, I was like, look at her staging that, right? She just happens to put a pill that she's not even using.
Yeah. Put it full screen while we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I want y'all to look at this. Is this staged or what?
Yeah. And then she has Look how the book is. It's like perfectly catty-cornered right there.
Yep.
right, for everybody to read. And what did it say? Well, what did that book
say? It, if I remember correctly, it says African founders for enslaved people expand American ideas. Yeah. Oh, come on.
You know what? It's so ridiculous because the whole meaning for them to leave
She's
the house.
She's a slave. She's a slave.
Is they had to have a house escort, a police escort home to make sure that they would come back the next day, right? So yep. Instead of doing that, she's like, well, I'm going to one-up you. I'm just going to stay. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
How childish is that, yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. it's like you throw a tantrum and it totally backfires on you because, you know, you don't want the police escort to make sure you come back the next day. You're just going to stay there.
Yeah, you're just going to stay there.
So how about that?
Okay, stay there. Let them.
So okay. Now you're going to stink. Not get a good night's sleep.
Oh, my
sleep.
Goodness. You're going to reek. Democrats already smell like sulfur anyways, right? I've heard this from a while, right? With Hillary Clinton.
So right.
A person told me this a long time ago. She smelled like sulfur. You get close to her. But I want to ask everyone that's watching right now in the comments, do you think it would have been a great idea to put ankle braces on them? I mean, really? And then let them do it. So look, I got my ankle brace. And let them go out there and act like it's all
fashion. They'd act
like
they're martyrs.
And they like it.
They would act like they're martyrs. They literally would be like, I bet they don't do that because they would just play on it. Like they're arresting, they're putting ankle monitors on the people that are against them. That's why they don't do stuff like that, because the Democrats, I mean, they are going to look like victims in any way that they can.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that Gene Wu stands there with her celebrating her staying, but he was too much of a coward to do it. Right? Like, why didn't you stay?
Yeah. I mean, he signed the paper. So I mean, he's going home.
They made her do it.
I'm just kind of curious, you know, I wonder, would y'all like to see ankle braces on them? I mean, that I say put ankle braces on them.
To vacate their seats and do new elections. That's what I'd like.
In the meantime, if we could have put ankle braces on them, that would have been really nice. It would have been really nice to see them with ankle braces on. Okay, we're going to change up the story just a little bit here, but we got to go to a quick break. And when we come back, I got to talk a little bit about Russia.
Hey, everyone. I really hope you are enjoying the program today, and I hope you enjoy LFA TV as a whole, because let's face it, we're not getting any younger. However, if there was a way to slow down our aging and live a little bit longer, would we do it? I think we would. You ever heard of Fatty 15, folks? Well, Fatty 15 is a brand new supplement that has C15 in it. You might ask, what's C15? Well, C15 is the first fatty acid to be discovered in 90 years that actually prolongs your life. Over 100 studies over many years were done on dolphins because these two doctors were in charge of basically increasing the dolphin population. So they started introducing this fatty acid called C15. And what they found was something amazing. The dolphins were living longer, and the dolphin pods were growing bigger. It was an amazing discovery. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you can get C15 introduced into your life to slow down the aging process of your cells. And it's not only going to make you feel and look younger, but it's going to make your body think it is younger, which means you're going to start doing more things again. There's a thing called cellular fragility syndrome. And cellular fragility syndrome happens as we get older. This is going to reverse it, folks. Fatty15.com/LFA, promo code LFA. That is fatty15.com/LFA, promo code LFA. Get your discount today, folks, and start this new journey to help you live longer. Fatty15.com/LFA, promo code LFA today. Now, back to the program. Thank you very much.
Okay, so here we got Lindsey Graham. And you know, Lindsey Graham is a war hawk. And he's on here saying that he's happy that President Trump is going to bring this war to an end. I'm not buying it from Lindsey Graham. See, Lindsey Graham has stake in this war with Ukraine. He's been to Ukraine multiple times supporting Zelensky. He probably has had personal special time with Zelensky. I don't know. You know, it's I don't even think dude's even married. Not that it matters. But anyways, he is a war hawk. He wants this war to continue, but now he's trying to act like he's the opposite. He's trying to act like, oh, yeah, this is so great. You know the reason why I believe he's doing this? Is because he still wants some kind of special connection with President Trump. And then when you see this picture here, President Trump in the middle of these world leaders, what does that picture look like? That means President Trump is uniting the world where they never could have before. And all of these leaders within 48 hours got on an airplane and came to the United States of America to sit down with President Trump. Never happened before. This is something that the Democrats could have done themselves. They could have put Biden on puppet strings. They had him on puppet strings. They could have done this. They could have orchestrated all of this, but they were negligent in doing their job. They didn't know how to do this. And President Trump, I mean, the way President Trump, he's doing it, he makes it look easy. I'm just saying, he makes it look easy. They could have done this. But listen to Lindsey Graham. And I'm looking in the chat. Y'all let me know. Do y'all buy what Lindsey Graham's is saying here?
Now, we can talk all night about what happened today, but here's the most important thing to me. Today, Zelensky and Putin have agreed to meet. That would not have happened without President Trump. And you can never end this war unless those two people meet. And he's also pledged to have a second meeting where he will be with Zelensky and Putin. But the idea that Zelensky and Putin are going to meet for the first time since this war started, it gives me some hope we can end it. I just talked to the Finnish president, and you need to have him on his show. He's a good guy. He said it went very, very well today. So let's keep our fingers crossed. But how did this war start? A weak president of the United States. How does this war end? A strong president of the United States.
I agree with that. A weak president started the war. And this war between Ukraine and Russia, it is a Democrat war. This is the Democrat war. They say that Russia started the war. No, I say the Democrats in the United States of America started the war. Joe Biden's administration started the war. Remember, Kamala Harris went over there because they were trying to edge it on, saying, oh, yeah, Putin, we're going to bring Ukraine a part of NATO. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. They kept edging him on, And he says, OK, you give me no choice. I'm going to have to invade. So the Democrats, they created this war. They started the war. But all of them, they want to point the finger. They want to point the finger at Putin. Now, I'm not saying Putin is great. I'm not saying Putin is peachy. But if we're going to be real about this, it was the Democrats that started this war. Joe Biden's, and President Trump makes it clear. He said, this is Joe Biden's war. It really is. This is Joe Biden's war. And President Trump's going to finish it. He's going to finish it. But Lindsey Graham, he's a war hawk. I don't believe anything that he says, to be honest with you. Nothing. He's probably upset with President Trump for bringing the war to an end, but he ought to go out there and show face. Well, apparently when President Trump, after his meeting with these European leaders, that President Trump made a phone call to Putin. Why not? President Trump wants to have communications open. Like, look, Putin, I just talked to him and he said, look, this is probably what happened. President Trump had to sit down with Putin. And then afterwards he said, look, I'm going to get these European leaders to come. We're going to have a sit down with Zelensky, little Zelensky. We're going to have a conversation. And he says, what I'm going to do is when I get done talking with them, behind closed doors, of course, then I'm going to give you a call because I want to make sure we have communications open. I want to constantly talk about this so we can try to bring this to an end. There's nothing wrong with that. But see, the Democrats, they see differently. They don't see this as President Trump being a strong leader. They want President Trump to fail. They don't want President Trump to be successful. The very fact that President Trump had these European leaders come and all meet together is huge. Huge. I don't think it's ever happened. President Trump is making history. He's going to go down as the greatest president. That's already been confirmed. Going down as the greatest president. This is the reason why they want to try to impeach him. But listen to what they're saying here on the Communist News Network about President Trump doing things that they could have done themselves, but because he did it, it's bad. And now, because President Trump have open communication with Putin, they're suggesting that President Trump has to report in to Putin. Listen.
The fact that he feels he's got to check in with Putin right away.
I mean, come on, really? See, this rhetoric right here is what irks a lot of people. There's no, this uncalled for. It's absolutely uncalled for. the response with these idiots should have been, you know what? The very fact that President Trump has open communication with Putin and that he talked to him immediately right after the meeting, trying to make sure they can keep the ball rolling. Kudos to him. That means that President Trump is on top of it. He's not trying to allow any air get in between it. He's trying to bring this war to an end. What is wrong with that? But this idiot and the Democrats, they say differently. Listen.
The fact that he feels he's got to check in with Putin right away and that just as this meeting is taking place, we get news that Putin is saying, by the way, no NATO troops on the ground in Ukraine. That is unacceptable.
I mean, that's been a prerequisite from the beginning. The whole point of Putin invading, because Kamala Harris went over there saying, oh, Putin, we're going to get him. We're going to get Ukraine part of NATO. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. And Putin said, nope, not going to do it. This it's always been about that. So, no, we should not have any NATO troops in Ukraine on the ground, because if one of them, just one of them, get killed, just one, it's going to throw us into the war. And Putin is saying no NATO soldiers. President Trump don't want NATO soldiers on the ground either, because the Democrats, they want this. Listen to her. It's a setup.
Still feels like Trump needs Putin's approval in a way that's got to be very disturbing to Zelensky sitting there. But of course, Zelensky was a good actor. He's playing it cool. He's not biting on any of the questions he got. And hopefully what's going to happen is they're going to go into this meeting with European officials, and the Europeans are saying, we need to put these troops on the ground inside Ukraine, and it's not Vladimir Putin's business. The fact that he feels he's got to check in with Putin right away, and that just as this meeting is taking place, we get news that Putin is saying, by the way, no NATO troops on the ground in Ukraine. That is unacceptable.
Can you stop that for me? Still, it's just repeating for some reason. I mean, of course we don't want, I mean, the Democrats, they want to escalate the war. They don't want it to end. They're looking for more destruction. It's like they got to have it. They got to have death.
Yeah, you know what? Trump has solved so many wars across the planet, but this is the one that they're going to hold on to as holding it against him for not resolving, because in the campaign, of course, he said he was going to resolve it within days. But you know what he has done within days is he's been nonstop trying to resolve this conflict. That's more than Joe Biden did. Joe Biden, if anything, he visited with Zelensky how many times? Numerous times. He kept giving him more help and more assistance to fight mm-hmm. this war. He did not have an interest in ending this war. And you know what? He's getting the same intel Trump is getting, where Trump is getting all this intel, talking about all these lives that are lost, families being destroyed. I mean, it's so horrible. But I do question if it's going to be able to be resolved. I think Trump is giving it his all, naturally. But as of today, Zelensky refuses or has refused to concede any land to Russia. But of course, the European leaders and Trump are saying, listen, you're going to have to give up something. But Zelensky has not conceded that yet. But Zelensky is getting something that he wants. Of course, he's not getting a NATO membership. That's absolutely off of the table. He's also not getting security from NATO, but he is going to get security, it looks like, from the European nations and America if necessary. Now, when we talk about America, Trump said absolutely no U.S. troops in Ukraine. He's not doing that. But I think it's support as in, you know, he'll sell ammunition to European nations or whatever and support them that way. Trump's not going to put any more money into this if he doesn't have to. We've already paid a deep price for it.
We shouldn't be funding this war. And the only reason why the war is still going on is because the Democrats, Joe Biden's administration, they funded this war.
Yeah.
They kept pouring billions and billions of dollars into this war.
If
the United States of America, just really quick, if the United States of America would have never, ever put money into this war,
yeah,
it would have been over years ago and more lives would have been saved.
Yes.
But the Democrats don't care about saving lives.
They don't. And at this point, they want to hold on to the war even more, because what happens if Trump creates peace in Ukraine and Russia? That's going to make him look even stronger. Again, how can they even say that Trump has no power and no respect when within a phone call, he can have a ton of world leaders at the White House trying to negotiate peace? He's spending hours and hours and hours on this. I mean, it's crazy how much Trump cares. He cares about people get their lives getting destroyed.
Dude,
President, and all this nonsense about all this other noise that they're creating. I'm so proud of Trump just putting it behind him. He's closing it off, going, I have a mission, and it's not to listen to these idiot Democrats.
You know, and President Trump, he cares about people that he's never even met. He's caring about people on the other side of the planet.
Yeah.
And for me, I look at this, this is biblical what's happening. Because, see, President Trump is not doing this for sinister means, for evil, demonic means. President Trump is against this one world order, and they know it. And that's the reason why they're against President Trump.
And
really quick, and I've mentioned this so many times, it just keeps coming back to me, that I believe the Antichrist is alive and well on the planet, and they see, and the Antichrist see what President Trump is doing, and the Antichrist right now, I'm telling you, is saying, you got to stop him.
Yeah, and now... well, Switzerland is offered to be the place where they can come together, Zelensky and neutral. Putin. I guess, yeah, the neutral ground. They've offered Switzerland. I don't know if they're going to take it or not. This could be a very interesting
I think it's going to be meeting. Up to Putin, right? It's
Putin
gonna,
and Zelensky have agreed to meet.
Zelensky go wherever the money take him. We'll just say that. Zelensky will go wherever the money is.
But you know
He'll
what?
He'll be happy to go there.
Just to prove that Trump cares. What does Trump rather be doing right now?
Sitting on the beach. He said it multiple times.
He'd rather make America great again.
He said that he would want to sit on the beach. He doesn't have to do none of this. Yeah. He'd rather sit on the beach with an umbrella, not even alcohol, just on the beach, drinking
Diet Coke.
Golfing every day, not doing none of it. But he is not doing
First of all, I don't believe that. I believe Trump is a businessman. I think he can't survive without doing deals. I think that is just his passion.
Yeah, so you're calling Trump a liar.
I am, actually. I call BS on that one. I really do. The man doesn't know how to relax and chill.
He would constantly be working. I think he would. You know, they say when President Trump is golfing, he's still working, right? Because he's making phone calls. He's constantly working. So I think he would be doing that, but he would probably just work somewhere on the beach. But I think he's just making a point that he could be doing something completely different. Let me show you something else that was on C-SPAN. And I'm pretty sure C-SPAN didn't like this either, because they're all trying to make President Trump look bad, and it's not working. It's not working for the radical left.
When it comes to Russia, Ukraine, what rates of the A+ then specifically?
He got involved. He's at least doing something. Look at the leaders he brought over from Europe yesterday, and look at how they praised him for what he's doing. Joe Biden did nothing. He went on the beach and fell asleep. He was just throwing money at this thing. He wasn't doing anything to try to end this war. And Trump doesn't like to see people die, contrary to what all the Democrats that call in here every day and say, that he's a Nazi, a fascist. This guy is trying to make peace around the world, and he's doing it. And people better just start waking up that he's going to be known as the greatest president of all time.
He really is. He's going to be known as the greatest president of all times. And I don't know if y'all have seen this one, but here's Bill Maher, even talking about President Trump. And see, the reason why President Trump can't be the Antichrist, because President Trump doesn't support wokeism. President Trump doesn't support the sexualization of children. President Trump is not all for the LGBT, all that homosexuality crap. President Trump is not with it. Now, he knows people that live that lifestyle, and he doesn't come out there and bash them, but he doesn't go out there and like promote it saying, oh, yeah, we need to do for this month. Yay, like Joe Biden did. That doesn't happen at all. Just the opposite. the Antichrist, when the Antichrist comes on the scene, he's going to be supportive of all of this. He's going to make, the Antichrist is going to make Bill Maher very happy. But listen to what Bill Maher is saying here about President Trump. The light bulb comes on and there's a guy on with the panel on him and says, y'all, you're coming around. I wish he had said, oh, Bill, your light bulb is on. Not going to stay on for long, but it's currently on. Watch.
It's funny. I see that today is the anniversary of Woodstock. This is 56 years ago. And the hippies, what did they hate more than anything else? War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. So if you're the kind of person who says, you know, you can find some good in anybody, this would be the good in Donald Trump. He right. really does not like war. Thailand and Cambodia right. were having a firing at each other. Rwanda and the Congo. Most people don't even know about these. India and the Pakistan, Armenia, Azerbaijan. He got involved in all of them. He wants it. Now, the way he does it, as usual, right. not, you know, with Ukraine, the solution was, well, surrender. Give Putin everything he wants. And even that didn't work. That's the thing. He gave right. Putin anything he wanted, and it didn't work. But again, let's not have the zombie lie that he's still backing Putin, because, first of all, he bombed Iran. That was a Putin ally. Right. He didn't get out of NATO.
No.
He mended fences with NATO. So, and he put sanctions back on Russia. So, you know.
You're really coming around, Bill.
I'm not coming around. There's no coming around. There's just to what's true. This is true
really?
Shit. Right. I don't come around. I'm not anybody's
team. He doesn't
team.
Come around.
I'm on the team. I'm on what's right, what's true, what happened. This is what happened. He just doesn't like war.
He says he doesn't come around. He doesn't come around. See, I wish you would say, oh, Bill, the light bulb is on. Y'all constantly hear me say that. The light bulb is on, but, you know, it's going to go back out. It's going to go back out. He'd probably get offended by hearing that. So I'm kind of hoping one day Bill Maher will hear me say that about him. The light bulb comes on, but then it dims right back out. Same thing with Stephen A. Smith, Chris Cuomo, and there's a few other ones out there. It comes on, and then it dims right back out. These radical leftist lunatic liberals, they don't care about anything but themselves. Nothing but themselves. All right, I want to share something else with you, but we're going to take a really quick break.
Hey, everybody. Jeremy Harrell here, LFA TV. I hope you're enjoying the show today. And I want to thank the host for allowing me to come in to talk to you about Arma Colostrum. Folks, when we were born as babies and we were breastfed, the lucky ones of us anyway, we got something called colostrum into our system. And what that is 400 plus bio-nutrients that really built our entire immune system. Now, on the outside of our body, we have a thing that protects us called skin. But on the inside of our body, we have a thing that protects us called the mucosa. And that mucosa is subject daily to pollutions and pesticides and chemicals in our food, in our water, and so much more. And it causes us to bloat. It causes us to feel horrible. It causes us to feel sluggish. And it actually slows down our body that kind of damage slows down our body from basically just releasing some of the things that we need in order to keep us healthy. So we have to introduce things like colostrum into our body to get our body healthy again and strong again, our gut health strong again, and Armor Colostrum is that something. TryArmra.com/LFATV will give you 15% off your entire order. That is TryArmra.com/LFATV. Not only does it strengthen your immune system and stop you from bloating, but it gets rid of heartburn, gets rid of indigestion, starts regrowing your hair thicker again, your nails, your cuticles, everything is healthy and growing fast. TryArmor.com/LFATV. Try it today, folks, and thank you very much.
Okay. Racism in America is still alive. Did y'all know that? See, most people would like to just go without thinking about it, thinking it's here, thinking it's going on. Some people would say, we'll stop talking about it, then it will go away. I wish that were true. I wish I could just wake up and not talk about it. It's like a cancer, a tumor. Let's just not talk about that cancer and it'll just go away. The Democrat Party is a cancer in the country. If we just stop talking about Democrats, are they going to go away? They're not going to go away. as long as we have Democrats in America, we're going to have racism. I mean, it is what it is. It's not something that Will Johnson wants. It's not something that we look at. There was a video with Morgan Freeman, and he was sitting down with somebody. I think it was on 60 Minutes or something. Y'all probably know what I'm talking about. He was asking Morgan Freeman about racism being an American. He said, stop talking about it. And I'm like listening to him. And at first when I heard it, I'm like, okay, we stopped talking about it, but it won't go away. As long as we have this evil entity in this country known as the Democrats, it's not going to go away. It's really not. And you know, I've noticed something really quick. I noticed more and more people starting to refer to the Democrat Party as demonic Democrats. Have y'all noticed that too? I'm just kind of curious. Have y'all noticed that? Let me put the comments on the screen here. Have y'all noticed that? Because I've noticed it. There's a lot of people. And the latest person that I've seen talk about Democrats being demonic, what's his name? Tim McDonald? Is that his name? Tim McDonald? He's a hip hop star. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Tim McDonald, he got this new song, and it says the devil is a Democrat. He doesn't say demon crap, but he says the devil is a Democrat. And I think part of the song, he says the devil's in California. And then all of a sudden you got Gavin Newsom kind of attacking him and stuff. Have y'all heard that song? It's actually a pretty good song. It's a pretty good song. I should have got it so I could play it for y'all. But it's a pretty good song. It's straight up saying that the Democrats, the devil is a Democrat. And that's so true, though. It's so true. The devil is a Democrat. 100%. Talking about the devil being a Democrat, let me share this demonic devil with you. This devil, and it is a devil, happened to be an angry black woman, of course. It's always, not always, but it's a lot of times an angry black woman. This angry black woman, it's all about racism for him. It's all about racism. I want y'all to listen to her remarks. Because now this is the same one that was body slamming the ICE agent that's looking to get federal charges. She should be removed. I don't even know why she's allowed to speak. I guess freedom of speech, but listen to her.
When he says, oh, you know, it's Liberation Day and all of these things, those are, you know, ways of him saying, oh, it's white power. It's what I want to do. Those are racist remarks. His number one targets are cities that are led by black mayors.
That's right.
His number one targets are cities that are sanctuary cities that, you know, support immigration.
Oh, that's right. Split screen. Leave it there. Again, the Democrats using a black female to push her agenda. And she's talking about white supremacy, racism, neo-Nazis, all of that. And what the white liberal? That's right. Give me what I want. Give it to us. That's right. I know I'm not the only one seeing this. I can't be the only one seeing this. And see, I talk about this because it is of Satan. It's from the pits of hell that they're constantly pushing this racial division. And you don't see Republicans doing. Let me ask y'all a question. How many conservative media outlets? Just name one. Name one where they get on there and they're talking about, oh, we need to combat or we need to look at all this racism. None of them do it. None of them do it. None of them do that crap what you just saw there. None of them. Not a single one. And the only reason why we talk about the racism is because these Democrats constantly pushing it. There lies the problem. Democrats.
Yeah, and I like how she said he's going after black cities. Trump never said he was going after black cities. What he said was he's going after crime-ridden cities. Now, you're the one that said it was black cities. Mm-hmm. So I think you're more racist than Trump is.
So she's saying black cities are crime-ridden.
Right. Trump just wants to make people safe again. Once again, shows how caring he is. He wants people, everyday people, to be able to go out at night and not feel threatened. He wants people to be able to walk to work, ride the bus, ride the subway station and not feel like their life is threatened. And Shannon, that is not Shannon. What's happening in some of these places.
Shannon.
What?
Is learning math racist?
No.
According to the Democrats, it is.
Well, that's right.
Is eating peanut butter and jelly racist?
You said it is.
I mean, it's when not I me. It's not me. They made it up. They were
when
saying that.
I offered
that,
you peanut butter and jelly. You said, I told me I was
like
racist.
A good peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I bet you right now someone said, ooh, that sounds good. I guarantee somebody watching right now is going to go make them a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Right. And hadn't had one in a while. Right. I haven't had one in a while. But it's not racist.
No, it's not. I mean.
So let me ask you this. Remember when with Joe Louis, remember when he was around? Was it Joe Louis?
Jerry Lewis?
No, not Jerry Lewis. He was a congressman. His name was Lewis.
Okay.
It looked like a milk dud.
Okay.
He was in Baltimore. And President Trump said to the black people, he didn't say black people. President Trump just said to the people living in Baltimore, you don't have to live in rat infested conditions.
I remember that.
You don't have to live that way.
That was during his first term, yeah.
You don't have to live that way.
Yeah.
The Democrats went haywire, said, how dare you tell black people that they don't have to live in rat infested conditions, which brings it to 2025. President Trump is saying that people, the American people, regardless of your color in D.C., you don't have to live in crime locations. You don't have to live in this crime. And the Democrats are, how dare you? And it's primarily white liberals out there marching. I think you, for every 50 white liberal, you have one black person. For every 50, because there's still stupid black people. It hasn't gone away. It hasn't gone away. But it's primarily white liberals out there saying that President Trump is being racist because he don't want you to have to live in crime-ridden locations. Now look at this one. You seen this dude? This race baiting dude goes on with Satan's Reverend Sharpton, because he's a reverend for Satan. Spike Lee. He's a producer, multimillionaire. He goes on with Al Sharpton, and they're talking about President Trump removing the violent element out of D.C., which is not a bad thing. Anybody in their right mind will look at this and says, wow, look at this. This is great. You can actually walk the streets of D.C. at 9:30 at night and not have to look over both shoulders to get mugged. Don't have to worry about it. But I want you to listen to this. How they're saying that if President Trump goes and clean up the streets of New York, he's going to run into resistance.
We're, Rep, as you know, this country right now it's bananas, and this guy trying to take over D.C. and just weaponize these things. And I mean, he's gonna think twice. He tried to do that in New York, though. Then they the boogie down, Harlem, Bed-Stuy, Do or Die.
Gonna be a different kind of reaction.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be very different.
Let me say that.
It's gonna be a different kind of reaction. Well, what kind of reaction do you think he's talking about, Shannon? Because the reaction right now that the black people in D.C. are happy that President Trump is removing that criminal element, bringing the crime down. Like making it go away. But they're saying if President Trump brings that same thing to New York,
you know what?
That he's going to run into resistance. He's going to run into something different. And they're laughing about it, meaning that they're going to get a whole bunch of black people, what they're alluding to, that's going to come out and shoot at agents, shoot at the National Guard. That's what he's alluding to.
I mean, the sad thing is
you hear?
You have two millionaires sitting there talking about, you know, Trump, he says, taking over. It's only temporary. It's only to make to clean up the streets. It's well known that it's just temporary, even among, you know, the police force there. And people of their same color are the ones that are celebrating it because they're living in the areas that are getting hit hardest by crime. Spike Lee's not. Al Sharpton's not.
Oh, they can
sit there and go, oh, how dare he do this?
I guarantee they're living behind gated communities, probably even have their own security.
And Spike Lee is obviously...
And they have to worry about any of it.
He's obviously an ignorant voter. He couldn't even articulate a sentence, right, about why he's against Trump. He couldn't articulate a sentence. Al Sharpton kind of sat there like, oh, let me help him out here because this... He's not really giving a good argument against Trump. All they know is hate Trump. They probably spent money to bring him on here because you know what happens with the Democrat base? When people don't fear enough about racism, they bring out these black actors and black influencers and all these people to say, you need to be afraid.
Yep.
I mean, it's the same playbook over and over.
If they don't have a black female, they go and find a black male and one that has influence over the people. The same thing Margaret Singer did. Margaret Singer, when she first started eliminating the black baby, before she started doing it, and when it first started happening, she went to the black church and she talked to the black pastor. And the black pastor joined in because the black pastor got some money and started convincing the black woman to start murdering their child. And it's been happening ever since. And now they're trying to convince black women that, oh, the President Trump is taking your rights away from you being able to murder that baby, your unborn child. Murder it. Now, there's been cases where people have done stuff in the past, and I've actually had conversations with women. White women that have, abortions in the past and they now they look back at it and they regret it and they repent about it. But what the Democrats are doing, they're saying just do it just willy-nilly, just for birth control. And they're doing it for sacrifice for their Satan, their God Satan. That's why they're doing it. That's why they're doing it. And the young ladies that I talked to that repented of it, they didn't do it for that reason. But that's the reason why the Democrats do it.
You know what, Will? And if he really wants to worry about New York, he needs to worry about this mom, Donnie, that's running. Literally, pulled up polls. I want everybody to go to your Google search and say, who is leading, according to polls, in the New York mayor race?
Mom, Donnie.
Mom, Donnie's blowing it out of the water.
They're probably going to get a communist mayor.
Yeah, let's see what happens when they take the police off of the streets, and let's talk about the crime. And then what are they going to say when the grocery stores are empty? What are they going to say? They're going to go, oh no, this is because of Republicans.
I think what's probably going to end up happening is that it's going to have to happen to New York for the people in New York to realize that Madonna was a bad choice.
Yeah. I mean,
because, just like right now, majority of the country, the reason why majority of the country voted for President Trump because they learned with Joe Biden. But the idiots in San Francisco, California, New York, Illinois, they haven't figured it out.
And the sad thing is, I'm looking at these polls. There's like 15 polls I'm looking at right here. They have them all listed showing how Mom Donnie's just blowing it out of the water. You have Cuomo that's behind him. And Eric Adams is doing horrible in the race. He's the one that really wants to make the most positive changes. He's learned his lesson. Being the police chief.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. Eric Adams, they're forcing that red pill down his throat and they can't have him now.
That's sad.
That's his problem.
It's sad.
If he was still anti-Trump like Madonna is, they would be pushing Eric Adams. But they want someone that's 100% the opposite of President Trump. All right, before we run out of time, let me show you a rock. This rock is in Chicago. Right? Illinois, right? Is that where he put it at?
Yeah, that's...
Y'all see what this is? Do y'all know what that is?
Yeah, it's so ugly.
Do y'all know what that is?
I don't even understand. Why did they go up like that? Why didn't they go...
I don't know.
Like, make it a one-story or a two-story? Who's going to want to keep climbing stairs in a narrow building?
Yeah, they're going to have elevators, I'm sure.
Still, I don't understand. That's Obama's library.
Yeah, this is Obama's library, if y'all wondering what this is. This is Obama's library, over budget, and it's hideous. I mean, it does look like a rock. Listen to this young man to talk about this rock.
It looks like a big piece of rock, kind of right in the middle of what used to be Jackson Park, full of like lush flowers, trees, and just beautiful. And all of a sudden, here we've got this big monstrosity. It's over budget. It took way too long to build, and it's ugly. It looks like a big piece of rock.
It's kind of too long to build, and it's not just ugly. Can I say it? Is it okay if I say it? It's fugly. Can I say that? Is that okay?
Sure.
It is really ugly. I mean, what is that? Does Obama look at that and say, oh my goodness, it's so wonderful, so wonderful. It kind of looks like, I'm sitting there trying to think about what does it look like? It kind of looks like a pedophile mountain.
What?
Pedophile rock.
It reminds me
of the Bilderberg group. I don't know why. It just does. It reminds me of that.
I'm not familiar with.
It reminds me of that. Huh. The Bilderberg group. It reminds me of, you know, Epstein Island.
Why?
Because it's Obama. He's a pedophile.
That's the only reason why. I'm like, what the heck are you talking about?
That's what it reminds me of.
You know what? Usually it's cheaper to build up than it is to build out. So why is this thing over budget? I don't understand it.
I don't know either.
Somebody's pocketing money. That's what it sounds like to me.
It really is. Really is. So, all right, everybody, we are at the end. Hey, let me remind everybody, LFATV.us. LFATV.us. Go to LFATV.us. Support the network. You can go there and you can pick up the merch. You can pick up the beautiful merch by going to LFATV.us. What a wonderful thing you can do. Wonderful thing you can do. You're not able to put it down here, Shannon? LFATV.us? Go to LFATV.us and support the network. And, of course, you can get the beautiful merchandise. Get that 45, 47 t-shirt. And just to let you know, liberals will get triggered. Liberals will get triggered by it. I'm just telling you right now. LFATV.us. You see it right there. LFATV.us. They get completely triggered by it. Completely triggered. All right, everybody. That's it for me. So, Kevin, Loud Majority is coming up next right here on LFA TV. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss it. LFA TV live right here all day long. And there was actually another video that I want to share for you. Someone said Pedal Mountain. There it is. Thank you so much, Pedal Mountain. That's exactly what it looked like. There was another video I want to share with you with this demonic demon that's upset that Christians are supporting President Trump. And they're trying, as I mentioned before, they're trying to change what it is to be a Christian. They really are. All right, everybody, that's it for me. Kevin's up next right here, Loud Majority on LFA TV. God bless. See you tomorrow in the Culture Wars.